Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, a probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. Mueller also is examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russian investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
There's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone. If any collusion took place, it would be between the DNC and the Clintons. And I think we're starting to now see that all of the things that the Democrats had accused this president of doing, they were actually guilty of themselves. And I think that's a really big problem that should be certainly looked at.
Mueller probe also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid. It was knocked out during Hurricane Maria. U.S. lawmakers have begun examining and demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana and in the hometown of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Zinke has denied any role in the contract. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities by Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualifies as ethnic cleansing, members of Congress trying to pressure Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on that issue. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. In Seoul, South Korea today, Mattis said that Pyongyang's aggressive nuclear and missile development programs are undermining North Korea's security instead of securing it. And on a visit to the DMZ, Mattis spoke with reporters.
As the U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson has made clear, our goal is not war, but rather the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mattis also has warned the North that its military is no match for the military might of the U.S. and South Korean alliance. Spain's Senate has approved a controversial measure allowing it to seize direct control of the Catalonia region after the local parliament in Barcelona approved a formal declaration of independence from Spain. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting.
Catalonia waving goodbye to Spain as its local lawmakers pass a vote to formally declare independence. But how far that goes is very much still up in the air. Members of several major Spanish political parties walking out of the chamber in protest ahead of the vote, leaving much of the room empty and the pro-independence crowd in charge. Among those to walk out, the party of Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, which controls an absolute majority of Spain's national parliament. And its Senate in Madrid voted moments later to approve the use of a controversial clause in the country's constitution that allows it to seize direct control of the breakaway region. It's called Article 155, and it's never been used before. It means that Catalonia's regional president, Carles Puigdemont, and his lieutenants will likely be fired, and new elections held within 6 months.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Mexico's top electoral crimes prosecutor says he's dropping the appeal against his dismissal, which opposition lawmakers had depicted as an effort by the ruling party to blunt an investigation into the possible illegal campaign financing. The government dismissed Santiago Nieto a week ago for revealing parts of an ongoing investigation into possible illegal campaign money from Brazilian construction company Odebrecht in 2012 during the presidential elections. Criminal investigations are not made public in Mexico. And President Trump says he has now ordered the release of all files pertaining to the assassination of U.S. President John Kennedy. He had originally ordered hundreds of files would remain secret, at least temporarily, in the interest of national security. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.